Recording in progress.
Good evening, everyone. This is the town council meeting for June 9th, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19. As a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 to your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and at the conclusion, you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email or phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that you, if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the town clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the town clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Khan.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Yeah.
Councilman Arendt.
Here.
Council President Lombardi.
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Present, Council President.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer.
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Would everyone please join me for the flag salute?
The United States of America.
Republic, which is name?
One nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
We'll now move to number 5, which are comments from the administration and council. Do we have any comments regarding any adjournment of any matters on the agenda from the council at this time?
Council President, I don't think we have any add-ons. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tim Dacey.
Oh, we're good.
Okay. We'll move to number 6, which is open to the public. And this will be open to the public for comments regarding consent agenda items only. Again, it's for consent agenda items only. So at this time, if you wish to speak, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Again, these are any comments for the public portion of the consent agenda items only, and please be sure to ask all of the items at one time and be advised you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Thank you. At this time, if you want to speak during the public portion, please raise your hand.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. I was just wondering on the two improvements to Sterling Village, where are those being paid from? I'm looking at the 2022 budget and you only have 130K listed for capital improvements, but you've got nearly $750,000 in expenses listed here. Are those coming from some other funding source or how is that being paid for? Thanks.
So we have money that goes in from builders into an account, COA money, and it's becoming out of the COA money.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed. Number 7 is an ordinance second reading. It's a revision of the YMCA membership fees. It will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, could you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance authorizing the revision of the Township of Piscataway YMCA membership fees, was introduced on the third day of May, 2022, and had passed the first reading and was published on the first day of June, 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 9th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-09.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And since this is a second reading, we must open this to the public. So at this time, it's the ordinance for the YMCA membership fees. If you wish to comment, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Again, this is now for number 7, the ordinance about the YMCA membership fees. Anyone wishing to comment during the public portion, please raise your hand now.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed. Number 8. Can I have an offer, please?
I'll offer that, Councilman Khan.
Thank you. And may I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Number 8 is an ordinance first reading. It's the acquisition of Block 101, Lot 32.01, 380 Wall Street. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 101, Lot 32.01, 380 Wall Street in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m., prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 28th day of June, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do we have any questions from council? Seeing none, may we have an offer?
I'll offer that, Councilman Kahn.
May we have a second, please?
Second.
Rouse.
Mrs. Cedar, may you call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the first reading passes. Number 9 is an ordinance first reading authorizing the purchase of Block 2008, Lot 2, and approving appraisal of 6 Monroe Street. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read that ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property identified as Block 2008, Lot 2, 6 Monroe Street in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 28th day of June, 2022. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Any questions regarding this from the council members? If not, may I have an offer?
Councilman, an offer.
Thank you. Cahill, second.
Thank you. Mrs. Cedar, can you call the roll, please?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the first reading passes. Number 10 is an ordinance first reading amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Sections 14 and 25. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Prohibited Parking at All Times on Certain Streets, and Section 25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Excluded from Certain Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 28th day of June, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have an offer, please?
Councilman Rouse, offer.
A second?
Councilman Kahn, I'll second.
Thank you. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the first reading passes. We'll now move to number 11, which is an ordinance first reading, acquisition of Block 11307, Lot 6, 431 Park Avenue, and it's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property identified as Block 11307, Lot 6, 431 Park Avenue, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 28th day of June 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Council President. I just had a question because there's several different small non-conforming lots on Park. I just wanted to know where this one was. I wasn't clear from the information we had in our package.
Go ahead, Tim.
This is there's one house on the side of Park that the community center is on. So if you go behind the community center, there's an open lot that the township owns. There's some property that Board of Ed owns. And there's a lot of property along the roadway that the town owns. So this is the one house that's there that there was various equipment and containers and all kinds of issues out there over the years.
Right, that's what I thought it was. And they're moving and we're purchasing the property to expand public parkland, essentially, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes, Mayor. Sorry, I stepped on you.
No, that's it. No, the family, not to go into about the family, the siblings want to sell the property, and we've done it since that's the only piece that we don't own. We surround everything else. It would be prudent planning-wise to purchase it.
Right. That's what I thought it was, and I don't want to step on your words, Mayor, but it's right behind the community center where we own other land around the community center, and it's advantageous for us to be able to have that to potentially expand in the future. So that's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure if it was that property. Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions? Seeing none, may I have an offer?
I'll offer Councilman Kahn.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Can you please call the roll, Mrs. Seaton?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And it passes first reading. Number 12, an ordinance first reading, acquisition of block 1023, lot 26-59. It's Parkside Avenue, and it's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Sure. I just wanted to point out I had acquisition on the agenda. This is actually a sale, authorizing the sale. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance authorizing the sale of certain property identified as block 1023, lot 2659 Parkside Avenue in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B5, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 28th day of June, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Any questions regarding this item? Seeing none, may I have an offer?
Councilman, an offer.
Second.
Thank you. And Mrs. Cedar, may you call the roll, please?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't unmute quick enough.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi.
Yes, and it passes first reading. Number 13 is an ordinance first reading also. It's the acquisition of block 2101, lot 10.0.035, Old New Brunswick Road. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property identified as Block 2101, Lot 10.035, Old New Brunswick Road, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 28th day of June, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have an offer, please?
Offer.
Second.
Thank you. Mrs. Cedar, can you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And that finishes the ordinances. We'll now move to number 14, which is the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, may I have an offer to accept the consent agenda items?
Offer. Sorry.
Offer. It's okay. You can do it.
Okay. I'm offering.
I'll second it then.
I believe we have an offer and I believe we have a second. Could you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. Number 15 is a proclamation for Pride Month, and I believe the mayor is going to read that proclamation for us.
Thank you, Council President. I would like to read a proclamation, and it says, whereas the Township of Piscataway supports the rights of every resident to coexist with equality and freedom from discrimination, and whereas the mayor and council are committed to keeping Piscataway an inclusive and welcoming community for all, and whereas while society is slowly embracing new definitions of sexuality and gender, we must recognize that increased education... Whereas Piscataway appreciates the rich diversity of ethnic, cultural, racial, sexual orientation, and gender identities of the residents of our town. And whereas June is celebrated as LGBTQ Pride Month nationwide. Now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, declare the month of June 2022 to be Pride Month and encouraging all township residents to continue to advance the principles of liberty, equality, and inclusivity for all. Which, by the way, as everybody knows, we have a pride flag at our beautiful community center where it proudly flies. So with that, I will turn the mic back over to Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll now move to number 16, which are announcements and comments from officials. Mrs. Cahill?
Hi, sorry about that. I can't find the unmute button this time around. So I would like to comment on the fact that the town is celebrating Pride Month in June as a proud ally, and having a family member who's part of the LGBTQ community. You know, these are folks who've been singled out for years and years, not feeling comfortable walking down the street or being stared at. And I know that firsthand, as my niece went through that. So I'm proud of this, and I'm so glad that we're recognizing Pride Month, and so proud that this is part of the way that this township is moving. And I would also like to say, I don't believe we're gonna have a meeting before the 4th of July. We also too have our street fair this Saturday. Please come out. I believe the hours are 10 to 4. This year it'll be held behind the YMCA on a street. So it actually is a street fair. So please come out. There are a lot of good things going on in town this month and then throughout the summer. We really ask that our residents participate, go to the website and learn about all that this town has to offer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cahill. Councilman Khan.
Yes, thank you. I have a couple quick comments. First, I want to point out on the consent agenda, we authorize additional road improvements on both 2nd and 3rd over in the Possum Town area. And, you know, it's a demonstration of our longstanding commitment to improve the roads in that area, which is an older part of town. And to the residents over there, they've noticed over the last couple of years, we've systematically improved one road after another. And I'm glad that those are two very important streets in town that get a lot of traffic. So I just wanted to point out to folks, because they don't necessarily look at the consent agenda, that those two important items were on tonight. I want to also echo what my colleague said about Pride Month. You know, one of the great things about Piscataway is it's always been a really inclusive community for all sorts of folks. It's always been a place where people could get along with each other, regardless of where they came from, what they look like. And that's one of the things that drew me to this town. And, you know, Pride Month is a good example of that. So with that said, I thank you, Council President, for giving me a few moments.
Thank you so much for those comments. Linwood Rouse.
No comment.
Kapil Shah. Councilman Shah, do we have any comments?
The first thing is Piscataway High School graduates 2022. Almost like congratulations to all the students. And the second thing, on Saturday, June 18, there's Walk for Health Riverside Park, 9 a.m. So anybody interested for that Walk for Health, please be there by 8:30. And registration started at 8:30. So 9 a.m. they start for Riverside Park. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Earn?
No comment.
Mayor Brian Waller?
I'm actually thinking about registering my two labs for the walk. So I have to check and see if that's legal or not. So that's pretty much it, Council President.
Business Administrator Tim Dacey?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Our Township Attorney, Raj Kumar.
No comments, thank you.
And I will finish off with that I am extremely proud that we are flying the Pride flag very high at our community center. I also want to just make sure that everybody does know that we are having another meeting before 4th of July. It is on June 28th. And one of the other upcoming items that we have for the township that I so look forward to, because I'm a music fan, our concerts will be returning to the park this year, and we have 4 concerts. On July 7th, they will be starting with Tequila Rose, which will be a country band. On July 21st, we'll have Julian and Dominique, which is a husband and wife that I have seen very frequently, and I actually have recommended to bring to the town. They are phenomenal. August 4th, we have Colorblind. And on August 18th, we have the Verdict Reggae Band. So we're so looking forward to getting back to normal with our concerts over there in the park for this year of 2022. And that's all I have for this evening. So we will now move on to the number 17, which is the agenda session for June 28th of 2022. So first up on the agenda, we'll have an ordinance that will be second reading. It's the acquisition of the block 101 lot 32-1, and it will be open to the public, and it will be an adopting ordinance. Do we have any questions or concerns regarding that? Seeing none, the next one item online will be ordinance second reading, authorizing the purchase of block 2008 lot 2 and approving the appraisal. And it will be open to the public. Do we have any questions concerning this item? Next up will be a second reading, amending chapter 7, the traffic section 14, no parking. And it will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions or concerns? We will have a resolution authorizing the refund of an overpayment of fees at the police department. A resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes for a 100% tax exempt block 1808 lot 2701. A resolution authorizing refund of Kids Zone vendor fee. And a resolution for a liquor license renewal. At this moment, that's all we have on the agenda. I'm sure there will be more to come. So that will conclude number 17. So at number 18, we will now open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by pressing star 9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So please be advised to answer, please ask all of the questions that you have and state your name and address at that time. So we're now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, Brian Ragg, 1247 Brookside Road again. I'm wondering if you could go into more detail about that 431 Park Ave property. That looks like it's like 2.5 blocks away from the community center. So I feel like representing that as just behind the community center isn't really working for me. Was there like a typo in the address or something? That was it. Thanks.
No, there's no typo. So behind the community center is Stockton Street, and the property from the edge of Stockton Street to that house is all owned by the township. So in the future, if there's any other recreational projects to go out there, by acquiring this house, we will own the entire parcel of land behind Stockton Street between Park and the road that's in behind the house. So it is behind the community center, and it is next to publicly owned lands, which is expanding the publicly owned land that we have there.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradeville, also 1247 Brookside Road. I just had a few quick items. Why does this council meeting conflict with two other public meetings this evening, those being the zoning board and the school board meeting? By scheduling this way, you're depriving residents of the opportunity to engage with more than one aspect of our township government. And I really don't think that we should have to choose how we engage. And a continuation of that note, I'll repeat a question asked at the last meeting, which was not answered. Why are the township offices not reopened to the public and these meetings are still held 100% virtually? I believe residents should be able to obtain services in person without having to schedule appointments. And I know that I would like to attend meetings in person again, as I'm sure others would as well. And my final comments today are for Mayor Waller. I really take exception to being called a partisan agent at the last council meeting. When I speak at these public meetings, I'm representing myself as a resident of Piscataway, not anything else, as I specifically mentioned in my comments at the previous meeting. Just because I disagree with you about a decision you or members of the council are making does not make me some kind of political operative. And in my estimation, it's highly inappropriate for you as an elected official to use this forum to make personal attacks against those people you perceive as your political opponents. And I would really appreciate an apology. Thank you. And that concludes my comments this evening.
Thank you, Mrs. Cradiville. First, let me answer the first one. I believe every year after we have an election, we traditionally always have the meeting on the Thursday after. So it is pretty traditional, and it's not anything new that we haven't done before in other years, following an election day being on the Tuesday of the evening that we traditionally have a meeting. So it's very traditional to have our meeting following up on a Thursday of the same week. And as for the other items, I will allow Mr. Dacey or Mr. Gumar to answer those questions.
So we've got two issues. One is the building with the employees. We've got protective equipment that is on order, that is backlogged, that we're waiting to receive. And once we receive it and have it installed, it'll be safer in the building to open up to the public. Right now, we don't really have a problem with people dealing with the public. All transactions are being done. We've got Dropbox that's checked hourly for people who drop things off here. People call, make appointments. Our clerk's office is working. Standard procedure, you just have to wait at the door and they come out and bring you in and you get whatever your licenses and stuff that you need. So we don't believe that it's hindering, but we do want it to be safe for our employees and for the customers that come in. COVID is still out there. There's COVID in Piscataway, there's COVID in publicly owned buildings in Piscataway. So we still do need to be careful. And on the public meetings, we've got about $200,000 worth of camera recording gear that's also we've ordered it, we're waiting for it to come in, and that's gonna be installed in the council chambers so that we can do the public meetings in accordance with the ordinance that was passed a while back. So that equipment is on order, and once it's in and installed, we'll consider opening up for the public because we'll be able to fulfill the demands of the ordinance, which we currently can't do if we have in-person meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey. Do we have anyone else?
There are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Thank you. At this time, we'll close the public portion of the meeting. Number 19 is an adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Have a nice evening, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
See you at the street fair.
Good night, folks.
Good evening.